Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Vicki Fitzgerald, and I apparently bought something from you in January.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with the zip code so I can get the account pulled up for you.
Okay, what do you want, my zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
29517. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
29597.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. And you said that first and last name was Vicki Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me try and locate that account for you. Okay, ma'am, I was able to locate that account for you. May you verify the P.O. box on this account for me, ma'am?
It's a P.O. box 5041.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And it looks like here you ordered a tablet, paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.95. And then it looks like here on January 28th, they billed you for $54.97, and it looks like here,
for what?
It looks like here, it was actually for that tablet that you ordered.
I didn't order a tablet for $54.
Okay, ma'am, so, did you by chance get that tablet by doing a survey?
By doing a survey, yes.
Okay, ma'am. Before you placed that order, did you read their terms and conditions?
Did I read the terms and conditions?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I didn't.
Okay, ma'am. So, according to their terms and conditions, when you enrolled in that survey, or after you completed it, you had 7 days to cancel that account, or you'll be billed the full price for that product.
Billed the whole price for what?
The product. So, in this instance, the tablet.
The tablet is $54.95 with $7.95 shipping?
Yes, ma'am.
$54.97 isn't the price of a tablet.
Well, ma'am, according here to that gadget store, it is, ma'am.
Okay, what kind of tablet is it?
I'm not sure, ma'am. We don't handle the products or the survey sites. We
All
just
right, well,
handle the customer
it,
service.
I haven't gotten it, so... Cancel the order.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And it looks like here, we don't even have a tracking number for it. So, yes, ma'am, give me 1 second. Let me get this account canceled for you. Okay, ma'am. I got that account canceled for you, and I got that refunded back to you. You should see that in the next 3 to 5 business days. And I do have a cancellation number if you're ready for it.
I'm looking for my pen now. I just
okay,
had
yes,
my
ma'am.
Pen. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That number is C, as in Charlie, 2588831019.
Okay. You're going to cancel both of them, right?
Well,
both charges.
There's that number confirming the account has been canceled. And, yes, ma'am, you should see that back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Cool. I'm going to get refunds for $54.97
yes,
and
ma'am.
$7.95.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know, when you enter these things, they don't really tell you what's happening.
Yes,
not
ma'am.
Not really.
It's in their terms and conditions.
Well, I did glance at them, but I didn't read them thoroughly, I guess. So, okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thanks. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.